Hey everyone, Jay Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to decluttering not just your physical space, but your mental one too. Ever feel like you're surrounded by chaos? Like everything around you is screaming for attention and draining your energy? We live in a world that's constantly bombarding us with information, demands, and expectations. It can be tough to find peace amidst the noise, right? Today, we're diving into something incredibly important, creating a safe space. Not just any safe space, but a calm, comfortable environment where you can recharge, de-stress, and simply be. Think of it like your personal oasis in the desert, a haven from the relentless whirlwind of life. And trust me, this isn't about rearranging furniture or buying fancy candles, though those could be nice. It's about cultivating a mindset, setting boundaries, and making conscious choices that contribute to a sense of peace and well-being. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you build your own haven of calm. First off, it's all about awareness. You know the feeling when you walk into a room and instantly feel relaxed? Maybe it's a friend's cozy apartment or a peaceful park bench. Notice what makes those spaces feel so good. Is it the soft lighting, the calming colors, the scent of essential oils, or simply the absence of distractions? Pay attention to what triggers these feelings in you because we can intentionally recreate them in our own space. Next up, decluttering isn't just about getting rid of stuff, it's about clearing mental clutter too. Ever feel overwhelmed by unfinished tasks, nagging worries, or that never-ending to-do list? Schedule time for mindful reflection and processing those thoughts. Write them down, talk to someone you trust, or simply take a few deep breaths to create space for clarity. Think about the people who energize you and bring joy into your life. Make sure they're part of your safe space equation. Invest in meaningful relationships, nurture your friendships, and surround yourself with positive influences. You know that saying, "You are the company you keep"? Well, it holds true. Choose wisely. Now, let's talk about boundaries. Ever feel like someone constantly invades your personal space or drains your energy? Learn to set healthy boundaries, both physical and emotional. This could mean saying no to extra commitments, establishing dedicated me time, or communicating your needs clearly to others. Remember, protecting your energy is essential for creating a truly safe space. Finally, don't forget the power of self-care. We all need time to recharge and reconnect with ourselves. This could be anything from taking a relaxing bath, reading a good book, spending time in nature, or simply enjoying a cup of tea in silence. Make time for activities that nourish your soul and bring you joy, because true peace comes from within. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine coming home after a long day at work, feeling stressed and overwhelmed. But as you step through the door, you notice something different, a soft glow emanating from the living room, the scent of lavender in the air, and your favorite playlist softly playing in the background. You take off your shoes, sink into your cozy couch, and instantly feel the tension melt away. This is your safe space, a sanctuary where you can unwind, recharge, and simply be yourself. That's exactly what we're aiming for, creating that haven of peace within our own homes. Remember, it's about making intentional choices that align with your values and bring you joy. So, get creative, experiment with different ideas, and personalize your space to reflect your unique needs and desires. Creating a safe space isn't just about physical comfort. It's about cultivating a mindset of peace, intentionality, and self-care. It's about setting boundaries, prioritizing your well-being, and surrounding yourself with things that bring you joy. So, take some time today to reflect on what truly matters to you. What makes you feel safe and secure? What can you do to create a more peaceful and inviting environment in your own life? Remember, it's not about perfection, it's about progress. Every small step you take towards creating a haven of calm is a victory worth celebrating. And hey, don't forget to share your thoughts. What are some of your favorite tips for creating a safe space? Head over to our social media pages and let us know. Until next time, keep decluttering your life, both physically and mentally.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.